Every world premiere offers surprises. That includes celebrated composer Jake Heggie's Moby Dick. What'll it sound like? This tiny piano snippet is all we have. How will the huge character of Captain Ahab be portrayed on stage and through voice? And, some have joked, where will you put the ship and all that water? And what about the giant whale?
And I can tell you now that 5 days before the premiere, I don't know yet.
Leonard Folia is Moby Dick's director and frequent collaborator with Heggie, who's best known for the opera Dead Man Walking.
It's less about secrets than it is, on Friday everyone will know, and that I'll probably find out on Friday too what I finally decided on. It's a little scary. And it's changing every day. I just literally changed an entire set about an hour ago. Today we changed it all, and we'll try a new one tonight.
That was a few days ago. Folia says the elements are there. He just keeps rearranging some of them. From the start, he told Heggie to compose the music he wanted to write without worry. He'd make it work. So, for example, Folia has but 9 brief bars of music to stage the sinking of the whaling ship, the Pequod. Heggie welcomed the freedom Folia offered as he welcomed this musical challenge. He says Moby Dick is perfect operatic fare, bursting with big ideas, conflicts, and characters in life and death situations.
I don't want to take on something where I feel totally safe. I want to feel confident, but I don't necessarily want to feel safe. I want it to push me, and I want to grow as an artist and as a person, especially for a project that's going to take 4 to 5 years of my life. This was what I felt passionate about. This is what I wanted to do.
Heggie, who's 49, says frequent collaborator and Texas-born friend, Terrence McNally, first planted the seed for Moby Dick. So when Dallas requested a new work for the Windspears' inaugural season, Heggie chose the Melville Classic. He thinks it's a great fit for the Dallas Opera.
They built a brand new American opera house with vision and with guts and with beauty and a sense of adventure. And I felt like that's the kind of piece that needed to be done in the inaugural season as a world premiere. Something very brave, something bold and adventurous with vision. And Moby Dick fills that bill.
The company's artistic director, Jonathan Pell, is already sold. He calls Heggie the greatest melody writer since Puccini, the Italian master, and believes even those unfamiliar with opera will love it.
The best thing I can say is that people around the theater are humming the tunes.
Like almost everyone else, Pell also does not know how this will all come together. He repeats the Moby Dick mantra, "You'll have to wait for tonight." That's when we may also discover if the most famous 3-word opening line in American literature, "Call me Ishmael," even gets heard. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.